going to be a fun call. We're going to talk about relating to your prospect, going to talk a lot about context, a lot about personality, and how you need to make your prospect the star of the show, and we're going to teach you how to do that. Also want to make an important announcement. Next week's training call is going to be a really interesting, really special call. So if you're a doctor, a nurse, a massage therapist, a personal trainer, a gym owner, an esthetician, anybody having anything to do with being a licensed health professional, or if you know anybody who is a licensed health professional, you definitely want to make sure that they're on the call next Tuesday night, because we're going to be outlining a proven system that can double, triple, even quadruple the nutritional product sales in that practice. So really interesting, really fun, very exciting program. And we've got lots of doctors and health practitioners that are in our program already and lots that are looking. So there's a big opportunity. We offer a 45% discount to our health professionals. And if you know any health professionals, you definitely want them on the call next week. If you saw the email blast here this morning, great testimonial from Big Mike out of Minnesota. He lost 27 pounds in 10 days. So the anabolic fast clearly works. I was on the phone with somebody from Colorado Springs today who lost over 100 pounds over the course of a few months. Actually, 110 days, he lost over 100 pounds utilizing the anabolic fast. So if you want to change the trajectory of your health, if you want to create a powerful story, a personal testimonial that you can leverage into a business testimonial, I really recommend that you use that anabolic fast. It's clearly the most effective way to help change the course of your health. So good stuff happening all over the place. A lot of people sharing the love comparison charts, especially now that it's back to school time. People are using love for a snack, for energy drink, for a healthy breakfast, for weight loss. There's a lot of different ways to use the product. So, you know, I look at it as if somebody wants to integrate healthy food into their lifestyle, if they want to make a change that's going to make a difference, then you want to utilize the love product. If you want to change the trajectory of your health, your weight loss, and cleanse your body, then the anabolic fast is probably our most effective product pack. And you know, look on the website, and people have been talking about Purium as a whole food store, and I've been hearing that term more and more and more, and I really like it, because you know, I've been with the company now. I had a spa and was a distributor back 4 or 5 years ago. And I still find products that I haven't tried and I want to try, and so there's so much in there and out there for you and for your health. So I encourage you, even if you feel like you're a product expert, to look at the products every once in a while and see how you can benefit and how your family can benefit from using the products in a better and more profound way. So with that said, we're going to talk about our training tonight. As I said, it was about how to relate to prospects. And one of my favorite quotes of all time comes from Zig Ziglar. Zig is an amazing personal development and sales trainer. And he said, "You'll get all you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. You'll get all you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want." So how do you do that? Well, we have a process, the pipeline process of prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. The first P is prospects. And so it all starts with the people that you talk to. And as I've toured around the country, I find that almost everyone has a cell phone. In fact, I would say 99.9% of the people that I meet have a cell phone. And that almost everyone with a cell phone also has an email address. And most of the people now have a cell phone, an email address, and a Facebook. And everybody has a cell phone, an email, and a little black book. And if you start to add up all of those people that are on your cell phone address book, in your email list, Facebook, you know, business cards, all the folks that you know, friends, neighbors, family, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that you know. So we're going to take everybody through the same process, but what makes our tour different as tour guides is that we have different prospects. So same process, different prospects, and that means that the message is probably going to be a bit different depending on the context and the personality and the desires of your prospect. And what I mean by that is that we're always going to go through the same process of invitation, presentation, and role. We're going to invite somebody to learn more about the business or the product. We're going to present to them the business or the products, and then we're going to ask them to try and either enroll or to buy the products or to join the business. And so that process is always the same. But depending upon the context, the personality, and the desires of your prospect, the tour could be different. So let's talk a little bit about context first. So the context is how you know somebody. And how you know somebody is based on the strength of the relationship and in what setting you know that person. So somebody that you know very, very well, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your cousin, your best friend, the person who sits in the next cubicle at work, somebody who you can say, hey, it's David, and they know which David and who that is going to be very different than your doctor. It's going to be different than your accountant. It's going to be different than your mother's friend. You know, that's somebody that you may not know in the same context. So the people that you know at work, the people that you know at church, the people that you know through your kid's school, the people that you know through playing golf, they all have a little bit of a different context with you, and that oftentimes you can group these people together and have a similar context and therefore have a similar or a more similar process in providing your tour. So I recommend that as you look at all of the people you know, not only are you going to look at the likelihood that that person is going to be successful, but you also want to understand the strength of your relationship and how you know that person. And if you can group people together, then oftentimes the conversations will go more smoothly. So that's important. Also understand, as far as context go, that there are some people that you have an informal relationship with, some people that you have a more formal relationship. Some people are older. Some people are younger. So there's some people that I text, and there's some people I would never text. There's some people that I know have a Facebook page, and there's other people I know would never have a Facebook page. So understanding how you're communicating and being versatile in your communication is important, because you want to be comfortable toward the person that you're talking to. You want to respect that context. You want to respect that relationship. It's almost like when I was an interior painter. I spent a couple of summers painting the inside of houses, and our goal was that really people didn't notice our work. Because if you noticed our work, that meant that we spilled or that we dripped or that we didn't do something right. So if a room is painted right, then you don't notice anything, because it looks good, but, you know, you don't really point it out. And that's what you want to do. You want to be the messenger and let the message do the work. The most important person, arguably the only person's personality that's really important in this conversation, is the person you're talking to, is your prospect. So let's talk a little bit about their personality and how that changes how the process works, or not how the process works, but how the conversation may go. Now, I've done a lot of personality work and testing. I've been in sales and marketing for a long time, and there's a lot of different ways to look at a people's personality. Probably the most famous is the Myers-Briggs personality test, which has 16 different categories, but there's a much simpler version called the color wheel. And it simplifies it down into 4 categories, and I think that's really a good place to start when you think about it. And a lot of people don't even think about their prospect in this way. They don't even think about, you know, what personality this person has and how they might relate to the opportunity and the products and the information. So in the color wheel, there are people that are reds, And Reds are action-oriented people, people who are competitive, people who are entrepreneurs, people who are go-getters. So there's a Red personality. The Blue personality are people who are very people-oriented. They're very talkative. They're very extroverted. They're very happy-go-lucky. They like to have fun. They're very casual. They're the sorts of people that will walk into a meeting and they'll be on their cell phone. Then you've got yellow people, and the yellow in the color wheel is rules-based people. So people who are police officers, people who are accountants, people who keep their desks neat, that are very organized. So a blue person might be a more creative type of person. A yellow person is somebody who might be a more bureaucratic or a more organized type of person. Being on time is a very important thing for a yellow person. Then there's a green person. And the green person in the color wheel is somebody who's very information-oriented, somebody who might be a computer programmer or a researcher. So let's think about this for a second. Let's look at some opposite sides of the color wheel, and red and green are opposites. So a red is an action-oriented person, and a green is an information-oriented person. So now imagine the most action-oriented person you know and the most information-oriented person you know. And imagine giving them the wrong presentation. So you give the action-oriented person a super detailed presentation. You start to go through all the products and all of the different enrollment packs and all of the different ingredients and all of the different videos and all the different parts of the compensation plan. And that action-oriented person, their knee is, their leg is moving up and down, they're jiggling, they're moving, they are now losing patience, interest, and certainly won't be a good prospect, no matter how good of a prospect they are, because they don't like the way you've presented your tour and your information. Or imagine the opposite. Imagine you've got an information-oriented person, somebody who needs to hear the details, wants to understand how things work, and you're breezing over stuff, glossing over stuff. That doesn't matter. Who cares about that? Well, you can imagine that that's not going to work. Same thing with the blues and the yellows, the opposite sorts of folks. You know, a blue person is very people-oriented. They care about, you know, your relationship, and they want to hear all the backstory, and they want to hear the drama and understand, you know, who the people are that are involved in the company. A yellow person is a rules-oriented person. They want to make sure everything's buttoned up, everything works, everything's legal. So imagine showing up late for a yellow, you know, meeting with a yellow person. Imagine that you're on the phone just kind of walking in and ignoring them. You know, you drop your stuff down, you're kind of sloppy, you don't ask. It's going to upset that yellow person to the point that they don't hear you. Or the blue person who wants to hear all about the people and, you know, you're just, you know, there on time and you're just very serious and you're not giving them any personality, any testimonial, you're not telling them how the products are working for you, they don't feel the passion and feel the interest, they're not going to be interested in the opportunity. So, you know, there's a saying, the customer is always right, and I don't know if the customer is always right, but the customer is always the customer. And so relating to that customer in a way that is most interesting is going to give you the best chance to get the best result. And understand that in many ways, the information is the information and it's neutral. You know, if somebody said, hey, if giving a football a good gift to a 15-year-old boy, the answer is yes and no. When I was a 15-year-old boy, I would have loved to have gotten a football for my birthday. My son, who's 15, he really doesn't care about football. So if somebody got him a football, he would never use it. So understanding who I was as a person, understanding who my son is as a person, you know, that would, you know, let you know whether giving a football is a good gift. So it's the same thing. We're giving information, which is a gift. And if you believe that our opportunity and our products, our mission of helping people get off of fake food is a gift, think of it as giving a gift to somebody. So before you get on the phone, before you meet with somebody, you know, if you have an organized you know, invitation or a presentation, or you're going to be talking to folks about the business, try to take just a quick deep breath and say, you know, how do I know this person? Who is this person? And how can I relate to them in a way that's going to make the most sense? Because not only is the context important, not only is the personality important, but also what you think they're going to want. And the easiest way to find out what they want is to ask them questions. And so a very good salesperson is a person who asks good questions. And so if you're comfortable enough with the information, if you're comfortable enough in feeling like what you're doing is a good thing for somebody, and your focus, like Zig Ziglar said, is to help enough people get what they want, then you need to ask people what it is that they want. You know, how can you help them? Are they looking to get healthier? Are they looking to lose weight? What health challenges do they have that they're willing to share? How do they eat? What do they drink? What are their kids doing? What are some things? Do they have any issues with gluten, any issues with diabetes, any history of cancer or heart disease in their family? What is it that's bothering them that keeps them awake at night? And if they're awake at night, maybe their issue is sleep. So, you know, asking questions and understanding how to help somebody is a good thing. And that has to do with products. It has to do with the business. You know, what is it that they're looking to earn? What would make a difference in their life? Are they looking for a little part-time thing? Are they looking for a few $100 a month? Are they looking for something serious? Do they have experience as an entrepreneur? You know, do they have experience in network marketing? You know, do you need to go through the compensation plan in detail or not? Help me help you by understanding what it is that I need to hear. So whenever I do a three-way phone call with somebody, and I think it's to a person, it very, very, very rarely happens that it doesn't happen this way, is if I do a three-way phone call and there's a prospect on the line and the distributor introduces us both, I always talk first. And what I always do is ask them a question, which is tell me a little bit about yourself, or I heard a little bit about you from Mary, from Bill, from Joe. I heard a little bit about you, but I'd love to hear it directly from you. And just asking that big general open question, you know, some people jump right in and start talking a lot. Well, that tells me something. Some people are very short and to the point. That tells me something. So I'm listening for the words, but I'm also listening for the personality so that I can relate to them in a way that's going to make sense. So if I say, tell me a little bit about yourself, and somebody goes on for 12 or 15 minutes, then I know they've got a lot of time, and I know they're a people-oriented person, probably more like a Blue who likes to chat. And so I better do a little chatting. I better share a little and open up a little bit to that person so that they feel comfortable and will hear the rest of the information later. If somebody's right to the point, if they're serious, if they're focused, you know, if they sound busy, if they, you know, tell me how much time they have, then I know I've got to be more on point and faster with the information. So always be listening for what they're saying, and always be listening for how you can say it in a way back to them that you think they're going to like. But the key is listening, and the only way to listen is to ask good questions. So, you know, if you go too fast, you're going to scare people, and if you go too slow, you're going to bore people. So you want to make sure that the prospect feels comfortable, not overwhelmed, comfortable, not bored. And, you know, you get paid to promote, but a big part of promoting is saying as little as possible that is exactly what they want to hear. So you don't get paid by the word. You get paid by the good word. So you get paid by the effectiveness. And if you're talking on and on about a compensation plan and they care nothing about earning money, you've lost them. If you go on and on about ingredients and they want to get to the point about how to make money, you've lost them. If they're focused on the mission and they're a big picture person who really cares in their heart about changing how we eat, then that's the way you need to relate to people. And the more flexible you can be, the more versatile you can be, the more that you understand about our opportunity, about our industry, about yourself, and about other people, the more that your conversations are always going to feel like you're talking to a friend. So hopefully that's some good overview information. I know that Dave was listening in, and you know, I've got a couple more things, but Dave, if you want to jump in and add on to you know, some thoughts or ideas on how you relate to people, you do a fantastic job of that. you know, are some things that you do to connect with your prospects.
Yeah, thank you, David, and that was such good information. Very much appreciate it, and appreciate everybody who's with us this evening. I think that one thing I want to emphasize, and it sounds corny, but we've all heard it, is that I think that people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's an old saying, but it rings true. And I'll say it again, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And the best way to show somebody that you care is to care about what they have to say. And caring about what somebody else has to say always starts with, so, tell me about, you know, hey, tell me about, like David said, I heard about this, tell me about it. And when people know that you care, then they'll care what you know. So listen first. It's called prospecting. That's a fancy name for it. But all it means is listen first, and someone will tell you exactly what they need. And once they tell you what they need, all you have to do is find out whether or not we have it. And so the hardest part about selling, if you want to call it that, is getting someone to reveal what they need, because once they reveal their need, you have them. Once they reveal what they need, you know how to close that deal simply by showing them that we have what they need. So that's all I have to add to the conversation. But
good.
I think it's great information. I'm sure that everybody on the line is enjoying tonight's call.
Fantastic. Well, good stuff. And next week we're going to be talking about the concept of diagnosing and prescribing in the context of a doctor-patient relationship. And it's a very specific relationship. And in that relationship, the doctor is the expert. The patient is coming to the doctor for information. And the doctor is going to ask questions. They're going to diagnose what the issues are so that they can prescribe, as Dave said, what the solution is. So let me tell you one quick story and leave you with this. So it's kind of a funny story. My dad was a stockbroker when I was growing up, and he was a serious business guy. He used to wear a business suit every day to work. He used to take the train in New York City. And he's a pretty straight-laced guy, pretty conservative, pretty straightforward guy. And so he'd go to work, and before he'd go to work, he'd come down to the breakfast table, and oftentimes he wouldn't be wearing a shoe. So he'd be in a suit, he'd be in his socks, but he wouldn't put on a suit until he walked out the door. And so I'd see him, and he'd be wearing a black suit, and he'd be wearing a black sock and a brown sock. Or sometimes he'd be wearing like a brown suit, and he'd be wearing a brown suit and a brown sock and a green sock. And so his socks oftentimes didn't match each other or didn't match his suit. And I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. I wasn't an expert on color coordination, but I could tell the difference between black and brown or, you know, brown and green. And so I used to ask him, like, why are you wearing a brown sock and a green sock? Or why are you wearing a black sock and a blue sock? And he used to laugh at first, but then this went on for a couple of years where every once in a while I'd hit him in the wrong mood, and he'd get testy with me. Like, what do you mean? You know, I'm wearing two black socks, or I'm wearing two green socks. And so I never understood, like, I'm seeing a black sock and a brown sock, and he's seeing two black socks. And we found out later, and it was about 12 years old or so, we found out that he was colorblind. And so he was literally seeing two black socks. I was seeing a black sock and a brown sock. And so, you know, you could say objectively I was right and he was wrong, but that's not really the point of the story. The point of the story is that how somebody sees the world is how they see the world. So you could be a super outgoing, gregarious, extroverted person, and somebody who's very detail-oriented and information-oriented is not wrong. It's just who they are. So when you recognize quickly that you and them don't have the perfect personality match, you want to adapt and adopt to their personality match, but sometimes you want to bring in somebody else. And so that's where if you have folks on your upline team that you can count on, that you can work with, then you can bring in somebody who's more gregarious or more information-oriented or knows more about the compensation plan or knows more about the products. And so the more versatile you can become is great, but also understanding what you do well, what you don't do well, and helping to support your weaknesses with other people or to get the information you need to be the expert that they need, that's how you become a fantastic tour guide, and that's how you become more successful. So ultimately, it's about talking to lots of folks, but maximizing those conversations in a way that benefit your prospect the most, and sometimes that's bringing in another person as well. So anyway, hopefully you're seeing Black Sox, your prospect's seeing Black Sox, and everyone's excited because they want to get the product you're talking about. They want to enroll in the business that you're already involved with, and we're seeing that more and more. So congratulations on the month so far, and we're here to help every step of the way. So, Dave, thanks for listening in, and for those of you on the line tonight, hopefully you got some good information. If you did, it's going to be recorded. It'll be in the back office, and tell your downline team, and you know, let us do some of the training for you. So thanks so much, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow night. I'm not sure, is it going to be Dave and Amy or Dr. Mike?
Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike next tomorrow, and then Dave and I will be on Thursday night to do our business opportunity presentation. So have a great night. Catch you 23 hours from now on the Wednesday night calls an hour earlier, 48 hours from now on the Thursday night call, and then next Tuesday night, get your doctors and health practitioners. We're going to go through super fast, super powerful information. So